Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, horny. It is sunny Sunday today. Listen, it's sunshine in the heart, all around sunshine in the heart. Listen, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy today, mostly cloudy, but it's sunshine in our hearts, horny. Listen, it is July 24, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my whole team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa. Do have members in the U.K. and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two flavored Gumba Rums. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and the other is natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. He is the founder and CEO of Gumba Rum. He keeps telling me we ain't got but two flavors, y'all. Vanilla and coconut. I am trying my best to get him to add some more flavors for you all's drinking pleasure. But listen, you can visit Gumba Rum online, GumbaRum.com, for all your rum libation needs. Listen, it is a special musical salute on today for Joy Amadio and Nicholas Alvarado. Listen, the music is hot on today. Before I get into music, I want you guys to hop on over to Facebook. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. As always, let you guys know this show is live. It is not a pre-recorded show. Everything is live. And listen, once the show is going, once the music is playing, what I will be doing is sending over your music to Prospect Radio. They are looking for music. So I have the opportunity to send you guys music right on over to Prospect Radio, which is awesome because they're always looking for great music every single day. And I had the opportunity to make a connection with them on Twitter. And they asked me to send the music right on over. And that's what I'm going to be doing. Y'all check this out. This music is by Joy. Joy is a singer-songwriter based in New York City. She's a multi-genre artist. Her music ranges from the driving and upbeat to soulful ballads. Listen, I want you guys to check out this song. It is called Meet Again. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to love it. Take a listen.
From the way you said hello, we'll meet again. A birdie told me so, I don't know when. A secret to your smile, just hang your head here for a while. I have some gypsy loving ways, but I'll see you then. Your face is in the flies, I'm in the sky. I'm funny, but it's only cause I'm shy. I could go toe-to-toe with you, but I've been tried, so I'll be true, I'm not a doll. Performers are cool and unaware.
That is wonderful. That was Meet Again, Meet Again, Meet Again. She has a very, very, very nice singing. Well, she really does. She has great vocals, really, really awesome, great vocals. I do have some more music that's coming up by Joy Amadio. I just put it on Tumblr. I just started using, to be honest with you, Tumblr. So what I do for every broadcast on Tumblr, I do also post about the artist on Tumblr, and I do put the hashtags on there so people can find the music and read about the artist, and also put it on Twitter for my social media promos as well. So listen, I do have one more song by her. This is Very First Hello. This is Joy Amadio. She's a singer, songwriter based in New York City. New York City. I also have her Instagram and Facebook profile. So on Instagram, you can find her under her name, which is Joy, J-O-E-Y. Middle name is A-M-A, and last name is D-O-D-I-O. So once again, it's Joy, A-M-A-D-I-O. And I have one more song I'm going to play by her. It's Very First Hello. You all check this out. Take a listen. Very First Hello.
Captivate me with starlight. I left a note to be sure. You best not tempt me in kind sight. Sweet eyes and open doors. You're getting risky to look at, and I'm a high-speed energy. But you don't seem to be spooked, boy. The first I've ever seen. My whole life ahead. My dark nights, my gaze flew to. Now that I've seen you, I can't pretend to be who I was before. Oh, I'm letting go, 'cause baby, you're the best thing that I ever saw. Your smile criminally could break the law, and see what this could be. Don't make me spell it out for you. You're daydreams, I get discouraged by the rain. Your arms remind me of safety, sweet serenity on your face. Yeah, I don't mean to be forward, I tend to say what's on my mind. And you're once in a lifetime, I just couldn't leave behind this sunshine of voice that stops. Whoa.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you guys for listening on today. Listen here. Let me tell you something. I'm listening to Joy sing, and I'm telling you, she's very talented. She is very talented. I love that song, Very First Hello, Very First Hello. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I was sitting here listening to her sing and just, believe it or not, you guys, when I'm listening to your music, I'm meditating. I really am. I be meditating all over you as I listen to the music. And I am telling you, while she was singing and I was meditating, spirit just came in. I am telling you, y'all, get ready. She reminds me of Sandy Duncan. Now, this is no joke. A lot of times, and I say things, it's not a thing when I say things about people's music. It is not of me. It's, you know, it's about kingdom business, and it's about the Father God, which is in heaven, because he is truly over us all. He made us all. You know what I'm saying? So listen, Joey, God bless her. God bless her. She reminds me of Sandy Duncan, Sandy Duncan, Sandy Duncan. She really does. She is just as talented as Sandy Duncan was during her career. You know, and I was looking up Sandy Duncan because it was so strong in my spirit that she reminds me of Sandy Duncan, the talent that she has. And I was like, wow, you know, I would hope one day that I could meet Joey. You know, whether it's by social media, where it's by we chat online, whatever the medium or telephone call, this young lady has something really special. Joey has something really special that a lot of people don't have. And you know what that one thing is? She's humble. She's humble. She's humble. She's humble. She's humble. She's humble. Listen to what I'm telling you. A lot of times, and it happens so much in entertainment, I don't know why, a lot of entertainers have big egos, and you can't, you know, you try to help them, and you can't help them. They won't listen, and it's like, you know, what do you do? What do you do? And there's so many talented people that could be superstars already. But because, listen here, oh, Lord, here comes a life lesson. When I say that, it's just the Father God takes over when I'm saying, oh, Lord. Listen, a lot of times people possess the talent that they need to get to where they want to be. But what happens, they slow down their progress, the ego. You know what I'm saying? They slow down themselves because of ego, and they're not humble. People that is humble, and let me tell you something. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father, because you are so good and you are so kind. Sometimes people that have less talent get farther because they understand that they are less talented, and they are more humble, and they're more gracious because they understand there is something short within them. Now, listen. I'll use myself for an example. I don't mind being an open book. You guys know my history. I've had so many problems because of the brain aneurysm, and I recognize that there are some times where I have a misstep because of that, and I'm still working on that. Glory to God. But the Lord has blessed me tremendously because I recognize that I lean on him so much, and I have to because of some of the things and challenges that I have in my life. There wouldn't be any me without him. Oh, glory to God. So when it comes to Joy, she will get so far because I know she's a humble spirit. I know she's a humble soul. I know she has a humble heart. Glory to God. And listen, people will reach out to her and help her with beyond measure. You know, they will give, press down, shake it together, and run it over to her because she's a child of the King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen. We are all connected in the body of Christ. Oh, my God. I didn't know I was going to be teaching today. But listen. We are all connected in the body, right? We're all brothers and sisters because of him. And it's about kingdom business. Her singing will bless so many people. She's not out here singing about booties and shaking and the rumps and the roses. You know what I mean? She has clean music, wholesome music. And I'm telling you, her career is far beyond what she can even imagine right now. Listen, she has a music career, but there is so much that God has in store for her that will bless the masses. There is so much that is within her, so many gifts and talents that is within her. She's a beautiful soul. My God, I'm pretty much out of time. I got somebody else to blame. I got so carried away about Joy. But I'm telling you, she's a beautiful soul. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I got some more music to play, and I'm telling you, I will be sending her music over to as many people as I can. Not only that, oh my gosh, she's so wholesome, and we need this right now in this world today. We need more singers like her that's singing about great songs, clean songs. Can you believe this? I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to play some music by Nicholas. Can you believe this? A lot of artists, when I say I need clean music for the radio, they'll ask me back, what is, no doubt, I'm being honest, they'll ask me, what do you mean? What is clean music? What? Have we gotten to a place in the world today where individuals don't understand what clean is? You have to explain to them what it means to be clean. Clean versus dirty. Dirty music is a lot of cussing, and I try my best in my heart is not to put anything on this network that has bad language in. I try, and sometimes people slip things in, and it's like, well, what do I do? You know, and it's so devastating when I have to play something that people slip by me. You know, you try hard to listen to every single thing that you get. But listen, and they'll ask me, well, what is clean? I say, you know, no cursing, nothing that's bad language. And they'll say, oh, I don't have that. You know what I mean? I don't have it. What do I do? Can you bleep it out for me? I'm like, oh, my God. Now I got to go and try to bleep out your music, and it makes double time work. So it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? So listen, when I have artists like Joey, you know, I appreciate them so much. You just want to do everything. Of course, you know, we can't do everything for everybody, but I'm telling you, that's why we got to follow the Holy Spirit and bless those who God says to bless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, now, I got to get back on track. I got carried away with Sister Joey. Now, listen, Nicholas has some great music, which is clean and wholesome. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to get them praise God right now. I really do. Now, listen, this song is called Snowfall. You guys take a listen. Snowfall, snowfall, snowfall.
Thank you.
was awesome. That was Snowfall, Snowfall by Nicholas. He was born in Colombia. He moved to the United States in 2013. That was some great music, great music. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to say something about Nicholas in just one moment. I just happened to be scrolling across Facebook, you know, and I came across Lorenz Tate. He's an actor. I love Lorenz Tate. He's an actor. And I'm going to just read a little post that he had on his page. He says, stay humble. Now, I was just talking about, now listen, this is the way the Holy Spirit works. This is the way God works. You know you're on point when you're saying something because the Holy Spirit has you to say it. And he'll confirm it back to you. That's the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, capital H, he will confirm it back to you, and he'll have you to come across something to confirm what you just said. I mean, this happened just snap, bam, bam, just like that, and I wasn't even trying to get to this page. I was trying to get somewhere else on Facebook. I don't know how this came about, but it just happened. Listen, Lorenz Tate, who is an actor, great actor, he says, stay humble. Now, wasn't I just talking about being humble? This is God, you know. Stay humble, stay driven, focus on your goals. This is how you get to where you're trying to get to. The first thing he says is stay humble, stay humble. He didn't say stay driven first. He didn't say stay focused first. He said stay humble. You got to have a humble spirit. And I'm saying this, Liz, I want to say this to Nicholas. It's interesting about his music. I love his music. And just because individuals are Christian doesn't mean we don't dance or whatever. You know, as long we got to stay holy before God, first of all, right? Now, listen, listen. God gives us a lot of different things to do in a lot of different ways because, now listen, I'm talking about multiple streams of income, multiple streams of income. God will give us a lot of different ideas, but listen, you got to make sure what you're having is from God. Don't just go running off, you know, in different directions and following something. You know, you got to make sure. And the reason I'm saying this is because Nicholas's music, Snowfall, is great, 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 great. And it was interesting because the other day I was putting together a melody and a song. And I was like, gosh, I need someone. I wish I had someone that really knew how to put house music together. House music together. I just used to really love to dance. I wish I had somebody that could work on a project with me with house music. Now, I got two projects going at the same time. I have a spoken word piece that I have going on, which is different. And then I have a dance music that's going on where it's house music. House music, and it's just me saying a couple of words. I was like, I wish I had an artist that really, really did house music that would enjoy working with me on something. I said, and then here comes Nicholas with the song Snowfall. And so this is just amazing and phenomenal. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something else, and then we're going to play another song by Nicholas. I'm going to play Temple by Nicholas. Great name for a song, Temple, because it reminds me of the temple of God. I love singing God's presence. Love singing in God's presence. So name of the song is Temple. Now, listen, with the project, I came across a studio here in the Windy City in Chicago. And I'm telling you, when you are led by God and directed by God, this is the way things unfold. It just so happened. I says, now, I want to get to a great studio. I just so happened the studio that I found, it was the first one that fell in my lap. I'm not going to say the name of the studio. It just fell in my lap, and I had my first session to go in and record my vocals. Now, this particular studio has worked with individuals such as Rod Stewart, the Goo Goo Dolls. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But so they know what my point is this. They know what they're doing. They know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. And so I don't have anything to worry about. When you put things in God's hands, you don't have to worry. You can just go and move forward and do what God is placing you to do. You don't have to worry about it. So listen. This song that's by Nicholas is Temple. I'm going to play Temple. I'm pretty much out of time. Then I got to get on up out of here. Listen, this is Temple, Temple, Temple.
Lipsticks down.
All right. That was Temple. I loved it. Great stuff. Great dance music and great, you know, music to work out and exercise too. Yes. Your aerobics, it has a great beat. Once you get going, you know, get into the music. And I'm telling you, that's a great workout. That's if you have about 5 minutes in the morning, the song's about 5 minutes. So that's a great power 5 minute workout. I'm telling you, this kind of music, you know, you get your walk on, get your exercise on, your aerobics, and really work out to it to help yourself to stay in shape. We all need that. Listen, I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? It's been a stone cold blast on today. I am telling you. And I'll be back later on today with more great music and especially words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.